Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu tahrim al-ta'adhibi bin-nari fi kulli hayawanin hatta namlata wa nahwaha. The chapter on the prohibition of punishing any living creature, even an ant, etc., with fire. Here what it's talking about, speaking about, is some creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be a harmful creature or not, but to use fire to harm this animal, to use fire to destroy this creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not permissible. So even if it means if it's a pest that we need to get rid of, and we're allowed to kill a pest, then also don't use fire to burn it. In other words, this burning, this fire is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to punish, as we'll see in the hadith. This is not something that we should be using. Why? Because it causes pain, it causes a lot of difficulty and harm and hurt to that creature. So in other words, Islam, the beauty of Islam, as we were doing in the past also, that Islam takes care of the rights of slaves, takes care of the rights of animals, takes care of the rights of human beings, takes care of the rights of everyone. This is the beauty of Islam to such an extent that even when punishing any living creature also, don't use something that will cause difficulty and hardship to it, like burning it. So therefore Islam, the beauty of Islam is teaching us that don't even burn any living creature, even if it has to be an ant, wood, fire. So the first hadith, there's two ahadith that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought under this chapter. We'll do both the ahadith today. The first hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, ba'athana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ba'athin, faqal in wajadtum fulanan wa fulanan li rajulaini min Qurayshin sammahuma, fa'ahriquhuma bin nar. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين أردنا الخروج إني كنت أمرتكم أن تحرقوا فلانا وفلانا وإن النار لا يعذب بها إلا الله فإن وجدتموهما فاقتلوهما رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم sent us on a military expedition saying that if you find so and so and so and so person, two men from the Quraysh whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had named, burn them with fire. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving instruction to this Jamaat. He's telling them that if you find so and so and so and so, two people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took their names, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, first, that burn them with fire. As we were about, who's saying this? Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is saying, that as we were about to leave, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, that I had ordered you to burn so and so and so and so. However, only Allah Ta'ala may punish with fire. If you find them, then kill them. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. One of the people that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had named was Habbar ibn al-Aswad. So the two people Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named, one was Habbar ibn al-Aswad and the other was Nafi' ibn Abdul Qais. That is, Habbar ibn al-Aswad was the one who prodded that camel of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was making her way from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara, and he prodded that camel and she fell to the ground and she was severely injured as a result. So here, this is the beauty of Islam, that you do such a thing, you cause somebody this type of harm, you try and kill and injure a person. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will say exactly what ruling, what had to be done to these type of people, to set an example, to set a lesson. Obviously, in our time and age, we have to follow the rules of fiqh that have been laid down. One person prods another camel, we can't say, now this is the punishment. This was done in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If that has to happen in nowadays, in this time, if it is a qadi, he'll have to listen to the case, and accordingly what the right ruling is, he will give. But this was the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this would keep the kuffar also on alert, that you don't do these type of things to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, and you don't do this to sahaba in general. The next hadith, an ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, kunna ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi safarin, fantalaqa li hajatihi, faraina humaratan ma'aha farkhan, فأخذنا فرخيها فجاءت الحمرة فجعلت تعرش فجاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال من فجع هذه بولدها ردوا ولدها إليها ورأى قرية نمل قد حرق حرقناها فقال من حرق هذه قلنا نحن قال إنه لا ينبغي أن يعذب بالنار إلا رب النار رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that we were with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم on a journey when he went to relieve himself. In the interim, we noticed a red bird with two chicks, so we took the chicks. Now look, can you understand the scene? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to relieve himself. They were out on a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In those days, when they would be on journey, somebody needed to relieve himself, he'll break away and he'll go to one side. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left to relieve himself. They were here and they noticed a red bird with two small chicks. So what did they do? They took the chicks away. They saw the chicks, they took it away, sahaba. So the red bird came and began flapping its wings, flapping. This is a natural love that Allah Ta'ala has created. The natural kindness and love and desire to look after the young, Allah Ta'ala has put this also in animals. Can you imagine the love Allah Ta'ala has created? That this mother bird now seen that these chicks, the sahaba have taken it. So the mother bird now is flapping its wings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and asked, who has distressed this bird by taking its chicks? Return its chicks to it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first thing is, first lesson we learn, is don't even cause an animal, don't cause a creature unnecessary distress. If there's a need for a reason, or there's a reason to take those birds away, to take it away, then take it if there's a need. But unnecessarily don't even cause a stress to even a bird, to cause a stress to animals also. This is the beauty of the Sharia that we have got. People label it and they call it barbaric and they call it extreme and they call it terrorism, etc. They give all types of names to Islam, that Islam is a very barbaric religion. But look at what refinement we have been taught from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this bird also don't cause it distress. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that return its chicks to it. He also noticed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed an ant hill which we had set alight. An ant hill, where ants were living it, we had set it alight. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who set fire to this? We replied, we did. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none may punish with fire except the Rabb of fire, except the Lord of fire, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah ta'ala can punish with fire. We're not supposed to be punishing with fire. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us something. That firstly, it is permissible to kill ants. If a person needs to get rid of ants, ants are pest, it's coming into his home, he needs to get rid of it, it's permissible. But he can't use fire to do it. Similarly, any other pests that come, whether it's cockroaches or whether it's mosquitoes, etc., we're allowed to kill it. Sharia gives us the permission to kill it. But we must do it in such a way that we don't cause unnecessary harm to those creatures, even those creatures that are pests. In the first hadith, this was a person that had prodded the camel of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was careful that when he also is being killed, he doesn't be punished in such a way that it causes him unnecessary pain like fire, etc. In other words, what needs to be done should be done, but taking into consideration even these animals. Therefore, at the time of Qurbani, we are taught that the knife also should be sharpened, that animals should be kept in such a place that one animal can't see another animal. Even that animal of Qurbani, we thought, it is going to be killed, but it must be done in such a way that it must be done humanely. Who is teaching us all this? Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a time, an age when insan or the people were at such a level of jahiliyat that they found or they thought nothing to take their daughter, to throw them in one pit, in one hole, in one empty well, and to bury their own young daughters with sand and stones. They felt nothing about it. It meant nothing to them. People were so barbaric at that time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching such high level of refinement. This is one of the mu'ajizas, one of the beauties of this deen that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that a complete revolution had come from people who were so far away from even basic human values. Allah ta'ala brought them via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on such high moral ground, such high moral values. In a very, very short period of time, they gave up so many wrongs. They gave the wrongs of drinking, the wrongs of adultery, the wrongs of killing and fighting, burying their daughters alive. They had no shame. They would even make tawaf of the Kaaba naked. This is something that was like normal for them. Such a high level. And now woman, you find complete niqab, complete hijab, all this complete. What revolution had come in a very, very short space of time. This is one of the beauties of our deen. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate this Mubarak deen we got and practice upon it. This is our safety. This is our safeguard. Like the ship of Nuh alayhi salam was that safeguard for the people of that time of the flood. This is our safety and our safeguard. The Mubarak deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.